All right, moving on to item number five. This is for discussion and possible action. Discussion, possible action, updates, discussion, and provide direction to county staff and lobbyists regarding upcoming bills and legislation affecting Story County, including but not limited to SB 98, proposing Story County's membership into the Carson Waters Subconservancy District, AB 90, it's a two-year interim study regarding regional impacts, and BDR 1109, Innovation Zone draft legislation, and other properly related matters.
Mr. Chairman?
Madam Manager?
Mr. Yes. Chairman, Lance here. So if we could, on this discussion, split out the Innovation Zone draft issue, as I'm going to recuse from discussion or voting on this issue.
Noted. Thank you. All right. So County Manager Osborne, you are up.
And with the recording, I need to grab your mic.
Sure.
It records, but it is not projecting.
No problem.
All right. County Manager Austin Osborne for the record. And as a matter of convenience, I'll be happy to start with the Innovation Zone. That way, Commissioner Gilman can step aside for that and then rejoin us afterward. At this point, the Innovation Zone legislation draft is still in the BDR process. It has not been introduced into the legislature. It's word that the legislature is going to not move forward with the bill as it was originally planned, and that they're instead going to put it into an interim study between the two legislative seasons. It appears that that'll be a one-year study, not a two-year. So sometime between now and December or now in November, somewhere about that. And then the rest of what we hear down in the legislature is rumor at this point is whether, you know, they're going to attach it to AB 90 or not, or whether they're going to try to target a special session to, you know, maybe approve it or deny it or do something else with it somewhere around November or December or that part of the year. There is reapportionment being considered, I believe, in November of this year with the legislature. So there'll be a special session at that time anyway to redraw the district lines across the state. And of course, there's rumors whether this bill, you know, could be attached to that or somehow influenced or whatever. It's all rumor at this point. As far as it going in a special session, we're pretty confident that's going to happen. Everything else is, we'll see what happens when a bill is actually introduced to put it into special session and then what that bill will actually look like. The governor's office and the governor himself are no longer going to introduce it as originally planned, even as an interim. We're not quite sure what that'll look like. That should be out, we know, in the next 30 days, because that's about how much time there is left in the legislative season. And so this could be dropped in the next week or so. They're running out of time. So there's all kinds of discussion about, you know, will they send it right now? Is it beneficial to send it out later? We're just learning and listening at this point for that. So far, as a reminder to the public and to this commission, is that this commission is still supporting the tech component of this. They're still supporting the submit an application out of Painted Rock to build the smart city or whatever type of residential mixed use community it desires. Still opposing the separatist local government and everything related to that. At staff's recommendation at this point to keep that motion in place, and we'll let the also an element that was brought up by Commissioner Mitchell and approved by the board was to require that if we're going to continue conversations with R&R Partners, Blockchains Group, those proponents of the bill, that the governor's office be present at those. During the last county commission meeting, while it was brought up, I got a call from the governor's office on my phone, and I called him back, played a little bit of phone tag, and then got a hold of each other. And the governor's chief advisor had said that he's looking into the matter and will be getting back with us. So at this point, we will continue our endeavors to meet with our elected officials down at the legislature and to do other lobbying and other work as we have been, but we'll not be reaching out to the BC folks until the governor's office wants to be part of that conversation. And I always remind this board, if something significant comes out, like a bill or something that needs immediate action, I'd be getting a hold of the chairman right away to look at what action we need to take to make sure this board gives the necessary direction to staff at that time.
Thank you, County Manager. Is there any public comment regarding BDR 1109? I'll give it just a second here. Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any comments or maybe some different direction you're thinking?
I was just going to ask for clarification, Mr. County Manager. Just to be clear, we if the proponents of this bill were to approach the county to talk about working within existing structures, we're open to those conversations. Is that correct?
That's correct, Commissioner. Yes.
We're just the restriction on having the governor's office there is just if we're talking about what's being proposed in this in the proposal that has accompanied this bill draft. I don't necessarily feel a need to modify our position. I feel very, very comfortable with it. I think it's the right one. The door is open. We'd like to see them be successful in the things that they're the business endeavors that they are proposing for the county and for their land here. And at the same time, I think that our position is clear and well thought out. So unless Mr. Chairman, you have something, and I will note, I think I see a hand here from Mr. Loomis.
D.A. Loomis. D.A. Loomis.
Sorry, that was an inadvertent hit on the raised hand thing. I didn't have anything to add.
Fair enough. Thank you. So you finished?
I am. Thank you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I don't have anything to add. Just keep on top of it. And as stated, if anything changes, then, go ahead and let us know.
Be happy to.
All right. Welcome back, Commissioner Gilman. We will now move on